Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome, all you Sunday listeners. It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for at least turning down the volume of the Super Bowl today.
Quick update on the score, 0-0.
Oh, is that today? I genuinely didn't know.
Super Bowl is today. Okay. Yes. Lots of folks have made chili today. Because that's a thing.
Just to ruin the office at work tomorrow.
Yeah. What else?
Wings.
Wings. Yeah.
Yeah, wings, that's the big one.
Big for that kind of stuff. So,
the nachos border box.
Amateur drinkers will probably have one or two too many today, and hurl somewhere that they shouldn't have because it's basically an unofficial holiday, right? And so what happens around the holidays, I like to call it amateur hour or day, I guess, because you get people who don't normally drink.
Yeah.
Right. And it's easy to get carried away when you don't drink, at any sort of regular interval. You have no tolerance and it's easy to get carried away. So be careful out there, people. Designated drivers, if you're in a populous area, Uber and all that kind of stuff, take a cab. Call somebody.
Cops out in force.
You watch out for the man because as an unofficial holiday, they're out to get you.
They're looking.
Road pirates. Some more than others. This from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
I'll jump right into it.
Las Vegas police ask residents to report Super Bowl parties at short-term rentals.
Okay.
Why?
Exactly. What would possess a police department to issue a statement asking residents to report Super Bowl parties specifically at short-term rentals like Airbnbs and stuff like that? Like, is there something illegal about that? Like, I know entire neighborhoods where that's kind of like what they do. That's how these people make their business. They rent these houses out. People have parties in them. And then they rent them out to the next guy after they clean them or whatever.
I mean,
nothing illegal about that.
Before we get into it, can I object? Robert's Rules of Order?
Yes.
Like the star date, the phone number.
Oh, yeah.
All that other. I mean, I'm glad we're getting into it.
No, your
but
objection.
There's a procedure here.
Your objection is sustained.
Okay.
Yes. I've made a critical error in introducing the show.
Yeah.
Captain's Log, Stardate 02112024. In the studio tonight, it's the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me tonight,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Any further objections?
Just the phone number.
603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you would like to join in the conversation.
All right, back to the party house.
Are you a producer now, too?
Just keeping things in order.
Richard's getting all Gestapo on you. You must do the thing now!
It was a raised objection. It was sustained. I feel good.
Yeah. Right. Any other?
No, I'm good. No,
are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We can do the show
carry
now?
On.
Right. Carry on. Thank you, Nick.
Carry on, my wayward son. Why don't you get your ass off the couch and get a damn job?
Hippies.
That's a Guar covered Bette Kansas song, and that's the ad lib that Odorous did in the middle of that song, which I think is great. I laughed my ass off.
What a random song for them to cover.
Well, they did on one of these. It's kind of like, are you familiar with Tiny Desk?
Yes. Yes, they were. They were on Tiny Desk, which is also super random.
But they were on, I'm trying to remember what the website was, but it's like They what they do is they pick a bunch of bands, and these bands have to cover obscure
songs. That's like not in their genre at all.
Well, to be fair, like Gwar covering Kansas's Carry On My Wayward Son isn't that far out of their genre. Like
it kind of is.
It's guitar oriented rock, right? But like, but they did a bang up job.
When you generalize it like that,
it's a. Well,
I think I only listen to guitar oriented rock and various genres under that umbrella. Yeah, so I'm like, isn't that all music?
Yeah, it would be. It would be Gwar the.
It's not Madonna. Okay. Yeah.
It would be Gwar the intergalactic aliens. Who have been stranded on Earth playing, you know, destruction metal, for lack of a better term, covering arena rock.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's kind of what Kansas was. So.
All right. I accept that.
Randomly, we're going to do like a, what do we call it? It's a whiplash segue.
Okay.
Back into the story.
All right.
We ready?
Party house.
Okay, party house. So for some reason, Las Vegas police ask residents to report Super Bowl parties at short-term rentals. With thousands of people expected in Las Vegas this week for the Superb Owl, authorities are calling on the community to help report parties at short-term rentals. Again, like, they don't...
Because it's not allowed? Like, short-term rentals aren't allowed?
Or big parties aren't allowed? Or big parties at short-term rentals aren't
like
allowed?
Like, what's the crime like, being committed
I
here?
Don't think there is one. I think they're just like, hey, if you want to rat on your neighbors and... You know, maybe we could come by and just check it out, make sure, you know, people aren't getting too rowdy, and then we can investigate,
but,
find a crime, and then arrest
but who
people.
Who would want that?
They got to get invited into the house.
Back the Blue cop lover bootlickers would do that.
Neighbors who don't like their neighbors having short-term rentals.
Or parties.
Yeah.
Or parties. Ironically, in Hawaii, I think it's illegal. Don't quote me on that. It's frowned upon, at least. But my former friend slash boss set one up when he had to go out of town. I'm like, he was like, how am I going to make money? I'm like, just set up an Airbnb or VRBO at the time. And so we did. Spent a whole bunch of money on it, you know, got the rentals, and then came back into town, back into his house. And his neighbor had set one up. And he was constantly calling the cops on the neighbors' parties.
Oh.
I'm like, you're such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Like, you had one too. He's like, yeah, but now I'm back. Come on, man.
Wow. Where's the freedom in that? Right?
But some neighbors are just like that. Probably. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but if you're going to be like that, don't do it yourself either. But
some neighbors are like that, too.
He was one of them.
And then I'm thinking to myself, it's freaking Las Vegas. It's just a giant party anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean, like if you live in Las whole thing, right?
Yeah, if you live in Las Vegas, you're kind of asking for it. Like, oh, my neighbors are rowdy. Yeah, you live in Vegas. What do you expect?
You're in Vegas.
Maybe. I mean, it was the last week or the week before we had the Vegas story where you're not allowed to stop walking in Vegas, so it's not like they're not authoritarian.
Yeah.
All right,
it's not like one big party. It's like one big party if you don't stop dancing. Once you stop dancing, you get kicked out of Vegas.
Quote. It's almost Super Bowl weekend. No, it is right now. Today is actually Super Bowl. But this was written before that. And we need your help. A flyer shared on social media from the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department says, on the flyer, Las Vegas police is advising residents to report, quote, large parties at short-term rentals in valley neighborhoods. See the flyer on how to report them. Thank you. And then, you know, link to a Twitter feed or whatever. The department notes, you can't write this stuff, right? Like, the department notes that if there is an active emergency, residents are urged to contact 911.
Duh.
Okay.
Authorities also note that 311 is available. Quote, if you think the police need to be aware of a suspicious or nuisance behavior, but it does not rise to the level of an emergency, unquote.
Oh, so that's the rat. Hotline, the
it's
snitch,
the snitch line.
But still, there has to be a crime being committed, a non-emergency crime.
It's the snitcher bull. They've set up a snitch line like they did during COVID.
They show up, they knock on the door, they go like, is there a party going on here? You go, yes, officer, and then close the door in his face and you walk away because he didn't articulate a crime and you're allowed to party. And some people fought for that right.
The Beastie Boys did.
Thank you.
I don't know about anybody else.
That's enough for me.
Yeah. I think it's... this shouldn't be what the United States of America has come to. It should not be that police departments in, you know, whomever is hosting, whatever, it's the, you know, I don't care if it's a sports event, a concert, whatever, right? Whatever you're hosting, like, it shouldn't be where the police are going, hey, don't forget to snitch on your neighbors.
Yeah, that's very Gestapo-esque.
Very.
But they also usually bring up the sex trafficking rings and the prostitution that goes on around big events like this. It's like the biggest prostitution party on the planet.
I've never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll find something for you.
Okay.
It's a thing.
Some prostitutes or...
No, no.
There's like documentation of that happens.
Well, there's documentation that it happens, but also they usually send out a warning that they're going to human traffic people into the city hosting the event for the prostitution purposes.
All right. When you find that information, can you have it delivered to me by a couple of prostitutes?
Only if there's a couple of prostitutes in the studio.
Well, I guess
hands?
Not.
Hands, anybody? Hands? No? All right.
All right. Moving along. Yeah. 311 is available if you think police need to be aware of a suspicious or nuisance behavior but does not rise to the level of an emergency. So, like, what? You just want to chat with the cops, right? And call them up, hey.
Some people are really like
what
that.
What are you guys doing? Have you been there all day? Have you been drinking? Right?
Yeah. Well, and some people value having a relationship like that with the police because then they can use it to their advantage and get off. So when they're partying or drinking and driving or whatever, you know, insert illegal thing here, that they can be like, oh, Jeremy, you know me, your buddy. Remember I snitched on my neighbors?
Those who want to remain anonymous can also submit a tip, just the tip, online to Crime Stoppers of Nevada at NevadaPoliceSucks.com. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to read their website because I don't want to give them any free advertising.
Yeah.
Of their snitch
free
line.
Press.
Of their snitch line. Yeah, so.
But it'd be cool if people would started prank calling them, though.
That's the other thing about this is, like, they're encouraging people to hide behind the force of government.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like. No, don't identify yourself and don't, you know, make yourself known in the community that you're the one who's annoyed by your neighbor partying.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, the normal thing to do, right? So if your neighbor's having a party, maybe they're, you know, being loud, it's late, they're upsetting you, whatever. The normal human being thing to do
is grab a 12-pack and head over and join the party.
There's that. Or you could knock on their door and say, hey, you know, I got work in the morning, whatever. Yeah. You're upsetting me. I live here. And talk it out.
Yeah.
Not threatening them
right.
with governmental forces of violence.
Yeah. That should not be your first, trick out of your bag.
It really shouldn't even be a thing. Like,
no, it shouldn't.
It really, what it should be is, if you call the cops for something like this, like, oh, my neighbor's annoying me, the cops should laugh at you. And then say, did you talk to, you know, like,
right.
we're only here for, like, emergencies, and that sounds dumb, so we're not. Like, it's ridiculous that cops even respond to stuff like that.
It would be great if that's the response that cops actually had when people
yeah.
called
like,
them.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, that's dumb. We're not coming.
Like,
that would be great if only that actually ever happened.
Yeah.
Right.
We just got a new neighbor at our apartment building, and he left, like, his phone number and a $10 gift certificate to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, sorry if I'm, like, causing, you know, trouble or anything. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about, but no, you're not.
And also, thanks for the gift.
And also, thank you for the gift card.
Very neighborly.
I thought it had to do with, like, the parking situation, because my landlord is kind of being a jerk about it.
Sure.
But turns out he's like, no, I smoke outside and just wanted to make sure.
Oh.
I'm like, nope, didn't even smell it, didn't even notice.
You're allowed to do that.
You're allowed to do that, yeah. No problem, dude. All right.
Not even smoking inside, well.
But again, good neighbor, right? Like, introduce, I'm sure he's gave it to everybody else in the building, but neighborly thing to do.
Yeah.
I certainly did not do that when I moved in.
Yeah.
I just, like, locked the door behind me and went about my business.
Yeah.
I value privacy.
I wonder if there's people that, like, end up living next door to, like, freedom-minded individuals who eventually are like, man, I'm really glad I live next to that person because of, you know, freedom.
Yeah.
Right? Do what you want as long as you're not hurting anybody else. I mean, come on, man. It's Super Bowl Sunday, for frick's sakes, right? You know? Not that I'm watching. I'm here doing this because, well, this is more important. But
I mean, I clearly didn't even know that it was.
Yeah, and it's fine, but still, like, there's like a mass quantity of people.
Yeah, I'm sure the majority of Americans
and other people outside of the U.S. as well are watching this thing. Right, this is a global event these days, as far as eyeballs on the television screen are concerned.
I'm just watching for the commercials.
Some people do.
I want to be brainwashed.
I was actually just Googling who was the halftime show this year. this is what I care
about. Taylor Swift is the whole show.
I'll tell you who it's not. You know that. It's not Iron Maiden, which would be a terrific halftime show. It's not Weird Al Yankovic, which I think the whole world would really love to have as the halftime show. And
you're not going to go down the whole list of who it's not, are you?
No.
Okay.
But I'll just stop there then.
Okay.
It's not Captain Kickass because,
you're here.
I'm here, and, I'd have to hire some other guys to play my songs for me.
Was there a particular reason why Iron Maiden and Weird Al were brought up? Like, is there some significance to that?
Well, because, they would never be considered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
Like, the NFL has no taste when it comes to these things. Right.
Well, they had Nipplegate that one year.
Yeah, but the music still sucked.
Okay.
In my opinion.
All right.
Right.
And I just looked it up, and you would probably not like this artist.
Is it Usher?
Yes. Oh, you knew.
Oh, wow. Okay. Usher? Usher, John,
and Luke. I didn't think he was relevant.
I think I overheard that somewhere, right? And so it was kind of fresh in the brain.
Yeah.
Maybe even at the dinner that we had tonight. Somebody might have mentioned it, or maybe it was on the TV even. Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed by that. I like it when it's an artist that does a big production sort of thing. Like, even if it was somebody like Miley Cyrus or Beyonce that I don't really enjoy their music, the dancing is fun to watch.
Was the Devil Worship last year?
And I'm going to mention.
Oh yeah, yeah. What was?
I'm going to mention one more band that is not going to be on the halftime show.
That's too bad. You said no.
I know.
So, okay.
But I'm going to mention one more.
Just making sure.
We've already talked about this band. During this segment, it's Gwar.
Okay.
Gwar would be a great
Gwar
halftime
would be a
show.
Fantastic halftime
but
show.
But all the muggles would be like, what is that?
This is not child friendly. That's
no,
your problem
it's
right
not.
There.
Well, it kind of is.
I don't
with
know
the
about
prosthetics
that.
And the blood.
I mean, depends on what kind of parent you are, I guess.
Right? No, libertarian.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had children, I'd have no problem taking them to a Gwar show. Right, I don't believe in shielding children from reality, right? And I think it's detrimental to children's health for parents to do so. So, in my opinion, right? Raise your kids the way you want. I'll raise mine the way I want. I don't have any. So,
and they'll win the fight.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Will they? Remains to be seen.
Well, train them right and they will.
Huh?
Train them right and they will.
Train the parents right?
No, train the kids right. Oh.
Yeah, maybe. The Las Vegas Police Department's request for assistance with short-term rentals comes shortly after the city of Las Vegas recently imposed a $180,000 penalty on a homeowner after officials said a home was rented out through Airbnb without a city-mandated license.
There's the crime. We've gotten to the crime.
You need a license to do that?
Apparently so.
Sounds like it.
And that's the crime that they are fishing for. Right. You can have the Airbnb, you can
have
the
parties. But they're looking for the license.
They're looking for the license.
Right.
Absolutely.
So if you're a neighbor, you're a Mrs. Kravitz. If you don't know who that is, watch old reruns of Bewitched. Oh. She's the nosy neighbor lady.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was Lenny's wife.
No.
No, okay.
Although it could be his mom too.
All right.
But Mrs. Kravitz was the nosy neighbor on Bewitched, who was always poking her nose in the neighbor's business, right? So if the neighbor is like, they're having a party, and I'm pretty sure that's an Airbnb, I'm going to call the snitch line.
Yep.
And so the snitch line goes and runs through their license database. Hey, is 311 13th Avenue licensed Airbnb? No, it's not. And then they go look up Airbnb and find, oh, look, there's that address that we were looking for. Then they'll motor over there and then ding them for not having the license.
There it is.
And, what and a bunch of crap.
And $180,000?
That seems
fraction of the price of the home.
Yeah, that
probably
doesn't
a big fraction.
Really like that. The crime and the punishment doesn't really match up here.
So, I'm just pulling up that article because that seems
that seems ridiculous.
Yeah, extreme. During a hearing, Las Vegas imposed a $180,000 penalty on a homeowner after officials said a home was rented through Airbnb without a city-mandated license. During a hearing in front of the city council to appeal the civil penalty, homeowner Jin Tao alleged that he was defrauded by a tenant who had rented the house without his permission. Unpersuaded lawmakers voted 7-0 to uphold the penalty. 7-0.
They want their money.
The owner must stand up and take care of what's done with their own properties, Mayor Carolyn Goodman said. Records show the city slapped a lien on the property in late 2023 for the amount owed.
Yeah, good luck paying that off in any reasonable time frame.
Tao and a co-owner purchased the home in 2021. They initially listed the property for short-term rentals themselves, but then he immediately stopped after a complaint led to the city opening an investigation 2 months after the purchase, said attorney Andrew Bao, who represented Tao at the January 17th hearing.
So how did it get rented after that, or was that the original complaint?
Bao said a tenant of Tao's, who had signed a two-year lease, continued the practice without the homeowner's consent. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, owner owns the house, owner leases the house on a two-year contract for a monthly fee, and then that tenant lists the house on Airbnb.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I don't think the homeowner should be responsible for that, held responsible for that. I think the tenant, if they're going to hold somebody responsible for violating this thing.
Well, right? Yes and no. The city's going to hold the owner responsible, but I'm sure the owner would have a suit against the tenant for violation of their contract, which probably stipulates, you know, no sublet.
Right. Which is standard in rental contracts.
Right.
The city likens a short-term rental to a vacation rental that is leased for fewer than 30 consecutive days. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so at any rate, yeah, that's what they did. They find a guy $180,000.
That's excessive
for that. Like,
seems like he could appeal to a constitutional challenge for excessive punishment.
Yeah, one would hope so. I can't believe that like the police are even like fishing for this kind of thing. Like, there's plenty of other things for them to do, particularly on a day like this.
Well, yes, but if that's the standard fine, right? How many of those do you need to like get your police budget covered for the year?
Oh, man.
One. Two.
Well, more, yeah.
Okay. Civil asshat forfeiture.
Yeah.
The asshats are the police in this particular example.
Pays two or three cops salary for the year, so do the math.
So, yeah, you know, if you're partaking in any festivities today because of this sports ball that's going on, watch out for the man. There's speed traps everywhere. They generally staff up on days like today. And other holidays, drinking holidays specifically, yep. St. Patrick's, New Year's, you know, you guys kind of know
Independence
them
all. Day.
Yes, or as I like to call it, Dependence Day. Because, you know, we are supporting the organization commonly referred to as the U.S. government. And by supporting, I mean they're leeching off us all. 603-283-6160. Would you call the cops on your neighbors for having a Super Bowl party? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA USA News Update. President Biden will be sitting out the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview tonight for a second year in a row, despite the massive audience of both Democrats and Republicans. Reacting to this move, Democrat strategist James Carville, who tells CNN's Michael Smirkanish, it's a bad sign.
It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20-25 minute interview on that day, and you don't do it, that's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. There's no other way to read this.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes it back here to the States from her sold-out concerts in Japan ahead of the big game tonight to watch boyfriend Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. The game in Vegas starts at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you don't get charged for long distance.
Does anyone get charged for long distance anymore?
I mean, I think maybe. Yeah, okay. I think.
Like internationally?
So, believe it or not, there are households that have what we call landlines.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, I know. It's the old telephones before cell phones.
Copper wires traversing the landscape?
Yeah. And
it's a cup. It's like a solo cup with a string.
Got it.
It's kind of like that. It's not too dissimilar, but... Like
same time period,
technology.
You know, yeah.
And, like, I mean, these houses are probably have people in them of grandparent age at this point, but that have had the landline in that house continuously with the same phone number for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. My mom still has
50 years, right? And so whatever plan they were on when they first hooked up their telephone service, they may still be on.
Yeah.
Right, which
grandfather
in the day included long distance.
Well, like, did not include long distance.
Well, it included
it
being
charged
for anything outside of your NPA NXX or your area code.
Nobody knows what that means either.
Yeah, I know. So, at any rate, it's entirely possible that, yes, somebody still pays for long distance. So check with your phone company before you dial.
I mean, for a while, you waited till like after 9 p.m. to call people
on
your cell phone.
Yeah.
Now nobody calls, and you have unlimited talk and text, and it's like, I just need the data plan, man.
Well, I remember when you used to have to pay like 5 cents or whatever to like send and receive text messages.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a big deal. It's like, I'm not opening that. What did you call them? What did you text me? I'm not opening that. I don't have the plan, so it's going to charge me 10 cents.
Cost me a nickel to see what you typed with your thumb.
Oh, you just call me like a normal person. Now if you call people, they're like, they won't even answer the phone. They're
like,
what?
Are you calling?
Why wouldn't you just text me?
Who the hell calls people?
Luckily, I didn't have enough friends to ever have like the ego crush of not being in someone's favorite five.
Oh, I
remember. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, man. Are you in the Fave 5?
Redial.
All right. Well,
you're not in the Fave 5. I'll talk to you later.
We've got more to talk about, but we do have, I believe this is Tim in Florida on hold. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's Ian doing?
I don't know, like, today, but I did get to speak to him briefly on Wednesday. He seemed in, considering his circumstance, relatively good spirits. He's doing meditating. He's doing a lot of reading. He's participating in his appeal process. So he's doing research for that stuff, too. So, that's what I know.
Cool. And for anyone in the audience that is familiar with Ian's case and happens to be a Christian anarchist or, a Christian anarchist or otherwise Christian, give it a prayer. It's not going to hurt anything, and everything's possible with God. And pray for the appeal to be successful, and pray for some miracle for him to get out early, because Ian does not deserve to be in prison.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and we probably should talk about that situation, more frequently than we get to here on Free Talk Live. It should be a bigger deal. I was really disappointed. Like, there people covered this thing, right? It wasn't like there was no coverage, but it was just sort of like a speed bump. Like, there was a coverage, and then it's gone. Right, like there's not a whole lot of follow up yet. The documentaries that were being and are being made are still in production, so there's not we're in this weird sort of period of hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
He hasn't even been remanded to federal custody yet, to my knowledge.
Yeah,
if he has, that would be news, but I haven't seen or heard anything about that. So he's still being kept in New Hampshire at Merrimack, as far as I know. And his movement to a federal facility is question mark?
I mean, as a listener, I would like the updates. But at the same time, I don't think it would make for good radio to talk about it every night without an update.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it's
yeah,
like
there's
the,
nothing
there's the
really
COVID
to
coverage.
Report on, right?
There's nothing to report. When there's something to report, you can best believe you're going to hear it here first.
Yeah, you certainly will.
But until then, it is what it is.
Yeah, and for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, maybe it's your first time listening to the show, visit thecrypto6.com. That's the first place to go to learn about this. There's also some things over at freekeen.com. That's keen with an E at the end of it, K-E-E-N-E, freekeen.com. We've got some bloggers who frequently will give updates on the situation over there as well. So there's some resources for you folks. It is a horrible situation. Ian Freeman is the founder of this particular radio show that you're listening to right now. And he has been convicted of multiple charges for selling Bitcoin to willing customers.
Basically.
Yeah. That's the long and short of it. Yeah. To summarize it, to oversimplify, if you will. So what else is on your mind, Tim? Tim has nothing else on his mind and has vacated the phone.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tim. We appreciate you. Again, thecrypto6.com. You can find more information about Ian Freeman, the founder of this show.
People can absolutely write to both Ian and Aria. They would both appreciate that very much.
Yeah, there's instructions for that over at freekeen.com. You got to scroll a little bit to find it, but it's there. And then if you want to write to Aria, it's ariademezzo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the instructions on how to do that are right there. I've been, somehow she got my email approved, and we communicate by email occasionally. So, you know, I'm not the most email talkative person. Plus, I'm talking to who knows, right? Everything's written or read by, whatever. So, like, you know, it's not like I'm hiding anything, but, like, I just...
It's still, you can see a weird feeling.
It's creepy. Yeah, it's creepy. It's like...
Oh, man.
It's like your dad's reading your love letters or, you know, that kind of thing. It's no, like got a weird vibe, too.
I understand that, because I've had that feeling, too. Like, we will discuss kind of, like, Aria and I'm talking about, have, like, discussed kind of, like, personal thing. Not, like, super personal thing, but it's still, like, yeah, Roman someone tips. Might be... reading this, it's just like, oh, I don't know if I want... Yeah, absolutely.
Someone definitely is reading
that. Yeah, so it's like, oh, you know, it's not like secret, but it's still like, okay, that's a, you know, personal detail of my life that now some random cop knows. That's kind of, you know.
I was on a customer service call on a recorded line trying to handle some business, and I shushed the rep because I wanted to say something for whoever was listening to the call later. For quality assurance and training purposes.
Yeah.
Like, you zip it. This is for the guy listening to this later so he knows how to reprimand you properly.
Wow. All right, so here on Free Talk Live, we like to bring you, you know, the perspective of liberty, peace, prosperity, voluntarism, libertarianism, these types of things is generally the positions that we take. And this is no different from libertarianinstitute.org.
Ooh. You're making me very angry. Where is the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Okay, Marvin.
Hey, you got it. Sweet. Wow.
I did not.
You didn't? No. You ever watched Bugs Bunny?
Nope. Yeah, no.
You know, a little green Martian?
I'm familiar with
green Martian. Was green was black?
Well, he had a green hat, right?
Okay, all
right. Yeah, or his helmet was green with a little brush on the top.
Yeah, all right.
At any rate, man, the reason I imitate Marvin the Martian here on Free Talk Live is because this headline, man entrapped by FBI in dubious plot to build X-ray gun.
Dubious.
Is now in Supermax prison.
Supermax.
What's a Supermax prison? I don't even know.
I think that's for people who are like serial lifetime. Killers and but like for like very violent. Like it's hard to get into Supermax.
One step below Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is where all the politicians should be.
Should be.
Should be. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They have the get out of prison free card.
They do have a picture here of what appears.
I know. I looked. It's like a cartoon.
It kind of looks like Marvin
Reagan. Like a child's
Reagan. Toy. Like Marvin Reagan.
Yeah.
this plot would be comical if not for its disturbing outcome. A man entrapped by FBI undercover agents and informants in a dubious plan to build a so-called X-ray gun is now housed in one of the most notorious prisons in the world.
They already know it's entrapment, and yet he's still in Supermax.
Yeah, that's awful. So what's wrong with making an X-ray gun?
Well,
it just sounds like a science experiment, you know what I mean? What does that even mean? You know what I mean? Like, what is an X-ray gun?
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, I've had X-rays taken. You know, you go to the dentist, you get your mouth X-rayed before they, you know,
break a bone, whatever,
yeah, that kind of thing.
I'm sure it has something to do with the radiation exposure. Right, and you put on the big lead vest on everything that's not getting X-ray.
I mean, it used to be
because they're going
to
radiate you.
But it sounds like he didn't even do it yet. He was just thinking about doing it.
It used to be a sci-fi thing too, right? Like, Flash Gordon and his evil nemesis has shown up with the X-ray gun and will destroy planet Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So it was never like really a thing. It was just something like science fiction writers and producers thought up.
They gave him plans from the Acme Corporation and sent him materials to build it. And went, you're busted, buddy.
Sincerely, Lyle E. The inmate, Glendon Crawford, a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, well, there you go.
Was initially charged by the Justice Department in 2013 for conspiring to build a lethal radiation-emitting device.
See?
Okay, so yeah.
It turned out Crawford's plans were almost entirely facilitated by FBI undercover informants, FBI undercover agents, and a cooperating witness from the KKK, as the DOJ admitted in its own charging documents.
So shouldn't they be in jail then?
Yes!
Because it sounds like this guy probably would have never came up with this idea on his own.
Yes, he says he's enthusiastically.
He's just like some random Nazi.
Are you any less sympathetic because he's a member of the KKK, though?
I did. I'm not going to lie. That did. I was like, I feel like less bad for him.
Okay.
But I do advocate for free speech.
Okay.
As long as this guy isn't,
and
like,
radiating
burning
black folks with an X-ray gun.
I mean,
doesn't that make them white because of the negative exposure?
I don't know.
It's the hyperbaric chamber, man.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, as long as this guy's not, like, burning crosses on, like, in front of churches and, like, you know, harming people and... Then
you could totally get away with it then, right? Because you can put the cross up and, like, I didn't set it on fire, and then use your X-ray gun from, like, a mile away to...
Wow. You are a creative dude. It turned out Crawford's plan was almost entirely facilitated by, well, the FBI. Crawford soon found two separate groups with the apparent means and ability to get him, to get for him the type of X-ray system he wanted for his scheme. FBI agent Jeffrey Kent, never trust a man with two first names,
so I've heard,
said in a 2013 affidavit for an arrest warrant. Before getting to the punchline, fortunately, both groups presently dealing with Crawford and his scheme are composed of undercover employees and a confidential human source.
So he had plans for this. He drew up the schematics and was like, I just need the uranium or the plutonium or whatever it is.
The unobtainium.
The unobtainium, yes, good one.
Where can I find such a thing?
Could have studied to be an X-ray tech and just stole it from the hospital you worked at, but no.
Right.
Oh, look. Fortunately for me, there's a group of people who just happen to have this very thing.
No red flags there.
Yeah.
Oh, look. There's a second group with the other parts I need, too. Yeah, they're both FBI. Both of these groups are FBI.
Well, I mean...
Shocker.
KKK member. I'm not going to say they're the brightest folks on the planet.
I mean, so what? Dumb versus dumber? FBI versus KKK? Like, they both have bad acronyms.
Yeah, well, the FBI is not dumb. That's the thing. Right? They're not dumb. They know what they're doing. They're evil. They're absolutely evil.
All right. And dumb at times.
Well, when are they dumb?
Well, their existence is dumb.
Their existence is dumb.
Yeah. Like, the people shouldn't tolerate their existence.
Understood.
And therefore, it's dumb that they do.
But the people who make up that organization, not dumb. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Well,
they do this all the time.
You're right. They are evil.
They're evil. They're absolutely. They know what
they're
doing.
They can be both.
You can be both, but dumb people don't do the evil things that the FBI usually does on purpose.
Hmm.
Unless, of course, they were told to do so by the FBI.
Right.
The details of the DOJ's case against Crawford were revealed to be even more absurd. It's going to get more absurd than this. As the matter made its way through federal court. According to court filings, the DOJ used 59 federal agents and law enforcement officers over a two-year span.
To get this one guy in jail?
To investigate Crawford, producing 7,700 pages of discovery materials and over 50 audio and video recordings, all made by undercovers in rooms or on the phone with Crawford.
Sounds like a good use of tax dollars.
They got a terrorist on the street.
I detect a hint of sarcasm as you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Just a hint.
There was no cost too great to save the life of one individual from this X-ray menace.
I hadn't even built anything yet.
That rabbit has stolen the PX-35 space modulator.
No?
Okay. No, same guy. Same. Still Marvin.
Crawford's attorney noted in an unsuccessful motion to dismiss that the FBI's investigation was not a case where an undercover infiltrated a criminal enterprise. So, looks like all this just to entrap one guy who sounds like didn't really even do anything.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I get, you know, he's a Nazi, KKK guy, whatever. I don't really love that.
Sure.
But if he was really that bad, I'm sure they could get him on...
Something other than trying to build an X-ray gun.
Like any crime, right? So, like, if this guy's really, you know, this horrible racist, I'm sure, you know, if he's out there attacking people, doing something wrong, doing something illegal, they would be able to get him on that. You don't have to devise this whole ridiculous x-ray gun. It, like, it almost seemed like they were bored, and they were, like, pranking this guy. Like, it was almost like they did this for fun.
It's like rentahitman.com.
It's, like, so outrageous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, they could have got him on anything, and they're like, you know what, we're going to get this guy to try to build an x-ray gun. It's going to be so funny.
Doesn't even exist. We don't even have the technology yet.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. Dumb. The FBI can spend as much resources as they want to. They have an unlimited supply of labor. They have an unlimited supply of money in which to do these things. So, yeah. What did they say? 6 years?
Two years, 59 people. 59,
yeah, okay, 59 agents, 2 years. Sorry, I was thinking of the Crypto Six. And so Crawford's attorney noted in an unsuccessful motion to dismiss that the investigation was not a case where an undercover infiltrated a criminal enterprise. Rather, no criminal enterprise existed when the undercovers had contact with Crawford, and the criminal enterprise became, over time, all of the undercover agents.
And Crawford.
Well, okay, sure. Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was part of it. That's why it's entrapment.
The claimed device was provided by the undercovers, brought to a warehouse, operated by those government undercovers, so maybe he built it.
He made it?
And was not activated at the time of the arrest of Crawford, his motion stated. So
what did he test it on? Like a microwave of chicken?
Like some mice, maybe? Okay. I don't know. Like... government would know. They test things all the time.
Yeah. I got it. But you go to an empty warehouse and you aim this thing at something, and they're like, look, it's radiating.
Did you hear about the horny guy who couldn't spell very well?
No.
He spent the night at a warehouse. Bad jokes keep rolling.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's Sunday. That's good. Talk live.
I'm smiling.
Again, they claim the device... Or the claimed device was provided by the undercovers, brought to a warehouse, operated by those government undercovers, and was not activated at the time of the arrest of Crawford, his motion stated. The video recording reveals a number of box-type materials, all brought to the site by the government. They are in a government warehouse, brought there by the government, and the recording shows Defendant Crawford walking around at the encouragement of the government agents, reading manuals about the machinery, Crawford's motion said.
So it sounds like the only real criminals here were FBI agents?
In the entrapment process,
I mean, it doesn't really sound like this guy did anything at all.
They didn't go out and harm anybody with the x-ray gun. They went to a warehouse.
I mean,
it. You
could argue that they harmed this guy.
Well, so far,
he's in Supermax.
So far, there's like no evidence that this guy even operated this thing.
Yeah.
Right? And it goes on to say...
I thought he was trying to build it. They just handed it to him.
It goes on to say, in the end, Crawford closed up the machine and said, there is this thing called leagues, and I am not in this one. So whatever it was the government brought to him, these devices or maybe even an assembled device... Right, this guy took a look at it, read through some manuals, like, this is outside of my league, bro.
Yeah.
I don't understand the manual.
Which isn't uncommon with manuals. I've read a number of them.
Sure.
Or x-ray guns.
Just, I've not operated any.
Where's the safety?
Or even built one.
How much radiation is in the gun itself for it to be, like, blasted out at somebody?
Do you don't forget your trigger discipline.
Do you get, like, cancer just by putting it in a holster and wearing it? Yeah.
Who manufactures it? It's an FBI holster, too.
A lot of questions there.
Despite the highly dubious case, the jury eventually found Crawford guilty. Because juries are horrible.
Well all they had to say was this guy's a member of the KKK, and they're sure like, that guilty!
You know that's what happened.
That's all. I can't believe I'm siding with this guy, but
because you don't want to side with a KKK member.
I know. It's like I'm like, you know, I'm sure you're, you know, this guy's a jerk, but he really doesn't belong in jail for this. This is crazy.
Crawford's petition to the Supreme Court, which declined to hear his case, shows that he had many of the same barriers faced by the defendants in the Whitmer kidnap conspiracy.
What is that?
Governor Whitmer. Yeah, Governor of Michigan. There were some militia members who allegedly conspired to kidnap her because during the COVID thing, she was such an evil witch.
Yeah.
Sorry,
she was an evil witch. Whoa, witch.
Well, and may still be.
Well, guarantee she still is.
So he faced the same barriers by or as the defendants in the Whitmer kidnap conspiracy. The government was allowed to play select clips of undercover audio recordings, but Crawford was not allowed to present his own evidence from the same recordings, meaning the jury couldn't hear statements where he declined to proceed with the alleged plan.
That doesn't sound right.
Welcome to America. Right?
I mean, that's... It doesn't sound right because it's not right, but that's part of, like, the legal proceedings, right?
There was so much...
You get discovery, and then you defend against what they're going to use against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was so much of this sort of, like, procedural chicanery during Mr. Freeman's trial and Aria's trial as well that, like, is unbelievable.
You have to, trick them into introducing evidence so you can counterclaim it.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. It's a bizarre, I don't even know, it's a ritual is what it is. Like, this is, you know, the legal system, like, most people cursorily are like, oh, the legal system exists. Maybe they get a parking ticket or a speeding ticket or whatever. Right? Maybe they go to jail for a little bit of time for some misdemeanor thing, right? That's the max that most people are exposed to this. But people who get pigeonholed by the feds, right, they get subjected to this whole second set of books, which is the procedure of how the court cases play out. And that's literally why you need an attorney.
Right? Well, and we brought it up during the Crypto 6 case. It was take the plea or we're going to pile on more charges.
Right.
Yeah, which they did.
Which they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which also doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem like that should be allowed.
Yeah.
Talk to your Congress critter. Haven't changed the laws.
I don't know if that's also how it works.
Call your congressman.
Because it's freaking impossible. Anyway. The government was allowed to pick and choose those portions that would be played for the jury, and was allowed to pick and choose those portions that they wished to transcribe, is brief to the SCOTUS stated. This is called cherry picking.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who aren't familiar with
it. Again, if that's all they introduce, you have to defend against that.
That is, the government played only select clips of different recordings, and petitioner was not allowed to play the entire portions to put the clips into context. A district judge had also allowed the FBI to conceal the identity of three undercover agents who testified against Crawford at a trial, or at the trial. So, yeah, I mean, conflict of interest, anyone? Conflict of interest, anyone?
No, there is a terrorist, and the FBI got him.
To top it off, a federal judge assessed a 12-level terrorism enhancement when sentencing Crawford, giving him 30 years in prison.
Supermax.
Yeah, there's just a little bit more to this story coming up, plus more. We're going to talk about some folks who stole a radio tower. It's Free Talk Live. Hour number two is coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.